The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it to water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom for 18 years long, be set free from this bondage of the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things being done by him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
You may be seated. Good morning. It was delightful that Pastor Aaron said, "Thank you so much for being here, Pastor Rebel," when you all don't know that I begged to come. I asked a number of times if I could join you. And so it is good to be here, and thank you for saying yes. My name is Pastor Rebel Hurd, and I serve as the Director for Evangelical Mission and the Associate to the Bishop for Mission in the Northwestern Minnesota Synod. And I bring you greetings on behalf of Bishop Tesh and all of the Synod staff. We have a huge partnership together, whether we talk about it often or not. It is a large partnership in ministry, and we cannot do it without you. And so we thank you for being together with us in that. It is indeed great to be church together. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right. Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Luke tells us about this Sabbath day in the synagogue. I imagine this first century synagogue was a very simple village room with stone walls and benches and dusty floors and the smell of oil lamps and voices echoing in close quarters. In that crowded, ordinary space, I imagine people being shoulder to shoulder, maybe like those currently at the Minnesota State Fair. I imagine them being so close that maybe they couldn't see beyond the person right in front of them. And yet, Jesus' eyes land on someone no one else sees. Someone who was often overlooked, a woman who has lived with a body differently moving than other people. Scripture says, bent low for 18 years. She didn't call out for Jesus. She didn't fight her way to the front, but Jesus saw her anyway. He called her forward and he laid hands on her and said, "You are set free." And immediately she stood tall, and for the first time in years, she could look people in the eyes. Imagine that, what that must have felt like. She was no longer hidden in the back, no longer overlooked or dismissed. She was indeed restored. And she began immediately praising God. And I can imagine hearing the joy in that moment. One person's freedom sparked a whole worship. Our psalm tells us so. "Blessed be the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, you provide vindication and justice for all who are oppressed." But, of course, humans are humans everywhere. and not everyone rejoiced. A synagogue leader scolded the crowd. "There are 6 days for healing. Come then, but not on the Sabbath." For him, the rules mattered more than mercy. And Jesus answered, "If you would untie your ox or donkey on the Sabbath to give it water, should not this daughter of Abraham be untied as well?" The word untie is where I want you to get in the boat with me and feel and think and talk about and hear today. It's key. Sabbath is not about tying people down. Sabbath is about God untying people, restoring people to dignity, and releasing joy. And that's where this story moves from this synagogue 2,000 years ago into your life, our lives today. Because every one of us knows what it feels like to be tied up, to be weighed down, to be held back. Some of us carry fear about tomorrow. Some of us carry shame from the past. Some of us carry grief that makes us feel invisible. And some carry anger that isolates us from others. Maybe as I name these things, you are thinking about the weight you carry, the thing that ties you up and weighs you down. The synagogue leader wanted us to focus on the laws of Sabbath. And if we are honest, sometimes as church, we too add burdens and rules and expectations that are heavy and make it harder, not easier. Harder and not easier to find freedom in Christ. But Jesus doesn't. Jesus steps in a new direction with a different word, one of recognition and love. Jesus saw the woman's dignity when others missed it. Jesus stepped in, not with more burdens, not adding any more weight, but with wide open eyes to see. I'm hoping that that same kind of seeing happened with your youth that traveled all the way to California. What an amazing journey I know they had. They didn't just go to sightsee or to be entertained, but I hope they got a little of that too. They went to walk alongside people living in homelessness and poverty, people our society often ignores and dismisses. And what I hope they saw, and what I hope they felt, and what I hope they came back and are still wrestling with today, and are demanding that you too wrestle with it, is that God's love, the way God shows up, is with dignity, and that your dignity and your value and your belovedness in Christ, even when the world looks the other way, is real. And we, the people of God in this place and this time, are called to embody that same spirit, to love people differently than the world expects us to. The people of Calvary, loving people the way Jesus wants us to. I used to serve as a street pastor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, walking with people in similar situations, sleeping under bridges, lining up for feeding programs, trying to survive yet one more night. And I'll tell you what, some of the greatest faith I have ever seen was in the eyes of people that the world cast aside. Their prayers were raw, their gratitude was real, and their trust in our God was so enormous. Society says they are worth little, and Jesus says they are beloved. This is why Luke's story matters today. It's not just about a woman 2,000 years ago. It's about God still singing and still calling, still untying people who have been bent down by shame and trauma and poverty and isolation. And it's about the church, being the kind of community where people are restored and reminded of God's chosen future for you. Isaiah puts it plainly, if you remove the yoke from among you, if you offer bread to the hungry, if you honor the Sabbath as a delight, then you shall rise, and your light shall rise in the darkness, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach. What a vision for the church! To be known not about the fanciest building, not about the most amount of people in the pews, but to be known as repairers of the breach. Oh, dear church, let's do that. Let's be those people. Let's be people who lift burdens, who feed the hungry, who welcome the stranger that does not speak what we speak. Or as Luther said, let us be little Christ out in the world. I know this is already part of your DNA. I know this because I have delivered the ELCA trophy here because you do fantastic, amazing things. I know that you love generously. I know that you give generously. You live out your mission through furniture, through Jeremiah 29, through Habitat for Humanity, for ELCA World Hunger. You said yes. When I asked, do you have a little bit more for People's Church? They really need it. You said yes. You are people of God. Your mission support for rural revival has done such good things. Hear me say thank you. And yet, no matter how hard we try, we are humans, right? Humans are humans everywhere, and our world can often feel shaky and feel too heavy a burden. So our Hebrews scripture is here to remind us we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The world may shake, friends, but God's promise will not. Our lives may tremble, but Christ's kingdom is steady. The woman's body was fragile, but God's word made her strong. And that's our hope, too. Not that life is always stable and perfect. We know it's not going to be. But that Christ is our stability. We belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So what does that mean for you today? It means you leave this place not with your eyes towards the ground, but with your eyes seeing the eyes of your neighbor and Christ in them. Beloved, you leave here knowing that Jesus loves and sees you, that God calls you forward, and that Jesus sets you free and sends you out to be a repairer of the breach, not because you have to, but because you get to. May your life be praise to the God who unties what binds. It is great to be church together. Amen? Amen. Amen.